The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly is with me, News Talk's technology correspondent, to answer your tech questions. Get them to us on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. But before we answer questions, Jess, you've been using the Google Pixel 6a.
Yeah, this is one of the flagship devices from Google. They always bring out sort of an Oceans one, a basic one, and then a more affordable budget model. And the 6A is that more affordable model. And I have to say, I've been blown away by it. The first thing that you need to know, and the most important thing that you need to know, is that it's €459. So it is very affordable, nowhere near your €1,000 or €1,300 smartphone. It has a 6.1 inch screen, and on the back of the device, you'll see very neatly there are two cameras. So there are two 12 megapixel lenses. There's a wide and an ultra wide lens. There's no zoom lens on this, which is a bit of a disappointment. You know, a lot of the big flagships now would have that. This is not the big flagship. If you want that, then the 6 Pro is the version for you. But the technology within this camera is incredible. I have yet to take a bad picture on it. You know, when you're kind of rushing to take something, particularly I've got nieces and nephews, you take the phone out, you're quickly trying to capture something. It just does it. It just gets the job done. The colours are incredible. It's very rarely that you would see a blurry picture. There's a lot of computational photography is the term that sorts the colours and the light and so on. So regardless of the scenario you're in, you're definitely going to get a good picture for this. A feature that I spoke to you about on the Pixel 6 that I absolutely love is called the Magic Eraser.
How does that work?
Oh, this is brilliant. So say if you are going out with someone, and you get this brilliant picture in front of the Eiffel Tower, and then you break up with that person, but you don't want, you look fabulous in the picture and you want the picture of you in front of the Eiffel Tower. What you do is you get out the Magic Eraser. It's just a setting on the phone. You highlight that person and they disappear. And
this is the Trotsky effect. That's what they did to Trotsky. That's what they did. Lenin remained the hero and Trotsky was discredited and the Soviets took him out.
You can be that person now too with your Magic Eraser on the Google Pixel 6a. And what's brilliant is that the AI on the phone sort of merges and blends the background. So it doesn't look like you've done a Photoshop job. It just uses smart intelligence to try and stitch the image together, which is a fantastic feature.
Now, in terms of the nuts and bolts of it, what's inside? Is there a great chip inside?
Yeah, it's really incredible that the same chipset is in this phone as is in the Pixel 6. It's slightly less RAM, though. You have six gigs of RAM on the 6A. The Pixel 6, which is the basic version, has 8 gigs of RAM. And then the Pro version has 12 gigs of RAM. And what's really interesting, and this phone really made me sit back and appreciate, you know, very often we talk about and get very excited about the iPhones at the Samsung S22 range. And they're very expensive and they have a whole lot of features, but not everybody needs every feature on that phone. And there's no need to be going out and spending €1,000 if you want a solid phone with a beautiful screen, excellent camera and very good battery life. You can get that for less than £500.
Now, later on in the week, Jess, you're going to be talking about the national broadband rollout. Mm. And there's a story today that Dennis Naughton, the former Minister for Communications, is warning people, check if you're on the plan because you may not be getting broadband.
Yeah, this is a really interesting point that he has raised. So I've been banging on about my beloved interactive map. So if you go to broadband.gov.ie, you will see an interactive map there where you can put in your air code and you can find out if you're in the intervention area. This is the colour-coded map. So there's two colours on it. Blue is where the commercial rollout is. So if you are...
The Airs and all the rest, the Vodafones of the world and blah, blah, blah.
So if there's a commercial provider coming to you, you'll be in the blue area. If you're in the intervention area waiting for the National Broadband Plan rollout, you'll be in the orange area or the amber area as they define it. And what Dennis Naughton is saying is that there could be up to 80,000 homes in the wrong colour area because of map areas. Now, I have reached out to National Broadband Ireland this morning, just looking for a bit of clarity on that, and we will bring it to you here on News Talk as soon as we have it. But it is worth checking, and it's also worth just ensuring that you are in the right colour code, because it could mean that they go by you and you don't get connected.
Very good. Something to watch over. And we will talk about national broadband later on in the week.
Exactly.
All right. Now, some of the questions coming in. Looking at getting a refurbished laptop for college, any advice would be welcome. That's from Mary.
Yeah, be very careful when you're buying a refurbished laptop, particularly from some of the refurbished retailers that have popped up online. Because although they do excellent work and the devices are of excellent standard, sometimes they're coming in from elsewhere in Europe. I had an instance where I bought a laptop was sent in for review. review. It was a refurbished laptop from a refurbished reseller, but it didn't have the classic QWERTY layout on the keyboard. It had one of the European layouts, which it bent my brain. My brain couldn't figure it out. So just ensure that you are getting the QWERTY keyboard layout, that you are getting a warranty, because refurbished devices, if you're buying from a proper retailer, should still come with a warranty, and you should be protected, and that it is a reputable outlet that'll have a decent standard of refurb.
Smash my iPhone camera lens. Worried about the cost. Is there any way to get a spare part and do a DIY job on it? That's from Stephen.
Yeah, the notion of the right to repair is sort of being bandied around at the moment, and Apple are not a fan of the idea. I think it's very easy for things to go wrong, and particularly with smartphones today, because they are so small and everything is so intricate. What I would do is go to an authorised retailer. You can go into the Love Tech team in Harvey Norman, for example, and just get a consultation. Just ask for a rough ballpark figure. And if it is absolutely ridiculous, then it might be worth shopping around. But I would advise going to a sort of certified Apple repair place first.
Is it true that you can damage your phone battery by giving it frequent quick charges? Just, you know, adding another hour?
Yeah, this is something that gets talked about quite a bit. And, you know, you can read different scientific studies that will tell you yes, and then you can read other ones that will say no. What I've noticed on the S22, which I'm using at the moment, is that if I have my phone on charge, it'll say, do you want to enable smart charge, whereby it'll stop charging at 80% so as not to drain the battery. So, you know, get it up to 100 and sit there within the charger, because that's not good for it. But I personally constantly have my phone, you saw it earlier on today, my phone sits on one of those wireless charging pads, and I have it there throughout the day. So my answer is I don't know emphatically yes or no one way or another. I haven't noticed a big battery drain as a result of doing that.
I'm so sick of having to accept or decline cookies every time I go to a site. It is painful and time consuming. Is this thing going to last forever? That's from John.
Kind of, yeah. It's one of those things that came in. And look, I know it's a bit of a pain. There's going to be more development in terms of the legislation side of online behaviour when the Digital Services Act come in. But this is actually to protect you. I know it's a pain and you have to hit accept, but it is actually for your benefit. So unfortunately, yes, but just stick with it.
My computer always asks me to eject my USB, which I rarely do. I just pull it out. Can that cause damage? You know, the way you dismount your USB before pulling it out.
Yeah, it used to be more catastrophic. I think devices, newer devices are better able to deal with it. Remember back in the days with floppy disks, if you ever pressed the button, the eject button on the floppy disk without forcing the computer to eject it first and foremost, it used to cause a bit of a hassle. Again, from my own experience, I never, ever, ever click on the little symbol and hit eject. I just yank it out and it does the job.
One of my colleagues' emails keep going into my spam. Why does this seem to happen to random people? What are the criteria for being redirected to spam?
It depends on, firstly, what email provider you're using. So, for example, here in Newstalk, we have obviously very good cybersecurity, and we've got filters on our inboxes that drag out anything that looks suspicious, looks like spam, has dodgy attachments, anything like that can get filtered in. If you want to add somebody so that they don't go into your junk, add them to your contacts book within your email account. So if you double click on their email and add them to your email contacts, that'll prevent them getting into the junk mail.
Okay. Found a heavily discounted Avita 14-inch R7 8GB laptop from my teenage son. Specs on it are great, but I don't know the brand. Would it be okay or reliable? I'm thinking of buying it, but I'll also buy the warranty as well, the extended warranty. Avita, A-V-I-T-A.
Yeah, this is a brand that I think we actually reviewed one of their devices last year as part of our back to school, back to college guide, and they are great. I think it's the fact that it's not a known brand. This is the issue that Huawei had back in the day. But yeah, they're on sale in a lot of the different retailers, whether that is Harvey Norman or Arnott's or whatever. And we were very impressed with the device that we reviewed. So I would say absolutely go for it.
Is the Nothing One coming to Ireland?
It is. It's going to be available in the near future. And again, it's in and around the same price point as the Pixel 6a that we just reviewed. I think it's the exact same price, in fact. So yes, it will be available shortly.
I have a small company. Is there any alternative to Microsoft Office? That's from Jamie.
Yeah, there are plenty of alternatives. I assume you don't want to pay for office, and that could potentially be part of the issue that you're looking for an alternative. You know, Google Docs is great. A lot of businesses run on Google Suite. So if you can just have everything in that ecosystem and use Google Docs, it does the job 95% of the time.
In relation to the Google phone, how do they get away with such high prices, same as iPhone do, Samsung, I suppose, the same, when you can get a phone for less than €200, perfectly good?
It's all about the technology that's inside the phone, and it's about the design, and obviously we know that there's a chip shortage as well. So there are a number of factors that go into the price of a phone. But if you sit through any of the many phone briefings that I do, they can talk you through the development of every single element, and it is quite the process to put together.
And finally, a quick one, looking to get a PC for the family. Does Jess have any advice? Nothing too fancy.
Yeah, go for something like a HP or a Dell. They are solid, they are reliable, and they will last. Also, don't necessarily think you have to go in and buy a bundle. So, you know, a tower with a monitor. You could get a monitor for much cheaper somewhere else. So don't get sucked into the bundle. Just go in looking at the tower. Ideally, nothing less than 8 gigs of RAM if you can. But HP and Dell are solid brands.
Very good. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent, thank you very much. Now, a reminder that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts, which you can listen to on the News Talk app powered by Go Loud. Just search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.